Lehigh Valley's labor market is technically in the range which is considered as tight.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The U.S. economy grew at 3% during the summer months, according to the just-released Department of Commerce's advance estimate. And by definition, the advance estimate will change when more accurate estimates are released. Most economists, according to the Wall Street Journal, expect the growth rate to be 2.7%. Okay, back to the Valley's labor market. The number of initial unemployment claims, which shows the number of people who have newly lost their jobs in the Lehigh Valley, is trending at 11% below its last year's level as of September. This indicator's long-term trend has been solidly in the range which is historically associated with tight labor market since February of this year. Our survey of Lehigh Valley businesses also shows a lower rate of layoffs now than what we observed in the last tight labor market in 2004-2006. Local businesses are also planning to keep their layoff rates at least as low as it is now for the next 6 months. This is the fourth time in the last 30 years that initial unemployment claims has dropped and stayed below its normal range. The previous three were 1987, 1998, and 2004. And in all those occasions, when the number of initial unemployment claims dropped and stayed below its normal range, a tight labor market ensued. Another strong indicator of the labor market is the drop in the continuing unemployment claims, which shows the number of people who are receiving unemployment checks. This is a very good indicator of a locally available pool of labor. The index of continuing unemployment claims is trending below its last year's level, and its long-term trend entered the range which is historically associated with tight labor market since July of last year. With both initial and continuing unemployment claims indices having dropped and stayed in the range associated with tight labor market, it is reasonable to believe that the Valley's labor market is now considered at tight. However, there is a strong contradictory data point. Total payroll employment is declining instead of rising in the Valley. This is particularly puzzling, since the local unemployment claims are dropping and employment is rising at the national level. And although economists obviously know everything, I have to admit that I can't explain this puzzle. So obviously, this has to be the exception to the rule. The Valley's current labor market appears to be favoring skills. And for those who have skills, this is one of the best times to look for a job in the last 30 years. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.